Hi, Patrick Mulvey here with some strategy execution insights and best practices to help you and your organization do what it says it wants to do. Today's podcast topic asks, how do we get teammates emotionally attached to goals? So let's get started. Emotional attachment to a goal is very different from that for a person. We are not talking about love or infatuation. We're talking about people caring about the outcomes of their daily work. When goals are missed, met, or exceeded, they induce feelings, or they don't. If people don't care when you miss a goal, odds are they really didn't care if you met it or exceeded it either. Sure, there might be some reward waiting, but research infers that rewards are not motivation people believe them to be. People who don't care usually see their life, the part that's meaningful to them at least, as outside of their work. Family, friends, faith, hobbies may be meaningful, while work is just a way to earn the money to better enjoy that time outside of work with those who really matter to them. While such people do and should matter, they are not the only thing that matters. As Gandalf counseled Frodo in the Fellowship of the Ring, all we have to decide is what to do with the time that is given us. Life is spent in units of time, and most of our productive adult life is spent at work. If work does not matter, then the time you spend there doesn't either, and you are negating a big piece of your life. You don't have to go to Bangladesh to make the world a better place. Just help the people around you wherever you are, and you are most often around your coworkers. If you don't support your company's vision and mission, then get out. If you do, help others appreciate its potential to become part of something greater than yourself. A life of purpose is a life well spent. Spend all of it wisely by connecting to the daily good your team can contribute. Help teammates shape the team's goals and personally own their individual action commitments by regularly accounting for their progress. Remind them of the freedom they have in how they do the work they do, or the decisions that they make, because a sense of autonomy is important to motivation. Point out when you see their skill improving, because the potential for mastery is also highly motivating. Caring requires connection to a greater purpose, and the clarity of each person's contribution to goals they shape and the milestones they help achieve. And that's how you get emotionally attached. I trust you found these insights helpful. To learn more about effective strategy execution and getting your strategy done, visit us at strategydone.com. And thanks for tuning in.